I began to realize that unless I could grow inside, unless I could mature spiritually, unless I could sort of reach beyond myself, I would not be able to do right with the American people. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to talk about it a lot. I don't like to be preachy. That's not my job. I'm not America's preacher, although I have to talk about America's challenges, I think. And when I was a boy, I was always so sensitive about people who seemed to be publicly pious that it gave me the creeps a little bit, and I've never wanted to be seen as a Pharisee. So I've always been kind of quiet. And when I was governor, I was often invited to speak in churches, and I would always start by saying I came as a sinner, not a saint, because I was weak, not because I was strong.
And who would you say to them that Bill Clinton is in his heart?
An honest, struggling believer, trying to grow every day, trying to learn more every day, praying for guidance every day, never pretending to be anything other than I am. A person who has sinned as a child of God, who has sought forgiveness, searched for redemption, and is struggling to grow.
I've noticed you talk about sin and grace and forgiveness, which of course is the heart of the gospel. What does grace and forgiveness mean to you in your Christian life?
Well, it's not only for me as a Christian an assurance of a life after my life is over here, but it frees you of all the guilt that you would otherwise carry around from all the mistakes you make. Mm-hmm. I mean, the important thing to me about my life and my faith is that every day I get to get up and try again.
Because
the God I believe in is a God of second chances.